Dorothy went back to her friends and told them everything.
"I shall never get back to Kansas now," she said sadly.
Her friends were very sorry, but they could not help her. Dorothy went back to her green room with Toto. Then she lay down on the green bed and cried until she fell asleep. The next morning, the Scarecrow was taken to see Oz.
"I must not be afraid of a head," the Scarecrow said to himself as he walked into the throne room.
Dorothy had told the Scarecrow about her meeting with Oz the day before. She had explained that Oz was a head with no hair, two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. But when the Scarecrow looked up, he saw not a head, but a beautiful woman sitting on the throne. She was dressed in green, and her hair was green too. She had two huge wings that moved all the time.
"Who are you?"
the Scarecrow asked in surprise.
"I am Oz, the Great and the Terrible," the green woman said. "Who are you, and why are you here?"
"I am a scarecrow. I am stuffed with straw," the scarecrow said. "I would like to have brains in my head instead of straw."
"I can give you brains," said the green woman. "I am the Great Oz, and I can do anything. But first, you must do something for me. I want you to kill the Wicked Witch of the West."
"But you asked Dorothy to kill the witch,"
the Scarecrow replied.
"I don't care who kills the witch,"
Oz told the Scarecrow,
"but you will have no brains until she is dead. You can go now."
The Scarecrow was very sad. He went back to his friends and told them everything. The next morning, it was the Tin Man's turn to see the wizard. When the Tin Man saw the Great Oz, he was very afraid. This time, the Great Wizard was a huge animal. The huge animal had five eyes, five arms, and five legs. It was covered in long hair. It was much bigger than the Cowardly Lion.
"I am Oz, the Great and the Terrible," the huge animal roared. "Who are you, and why are you here?"
"I am a woodman," the Tin Man said. "As you can see, I am made of tin, and so I have no heart. Please give me a heart, Great Oz. Then I can love and be happy."